You're listening to Brazen Bookworm's Unrighteous Reading Rebellion, a reform book snob's journey and musings through all things romance. Some language may not be safe for all ears. Frequent use of sarcasm may occur.
I wanted to talk to you guys about charm because it's been a couple weeks and I think it's funny. So what was a couple days after in the group Golden, Angel posted an article about con crud and con drop. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
I think we skipped the crud, but the drop, that I think that happened like the last couple days where we kind of like sat and thought it's done and life started intruding on our happy space. And then it was like, well, I miss charm. And I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've been trying to keep it alive by looking forward to next year because, okay, we weren't even going to do a next year. I think we can say it now because we've scheduled it. But a couple weeks before, we weren't even talking about, we hadn't signed a contract. We hadn't solidified dates. We hadn't talked to authors. We were like, well, maybe this needs to be in every other year because it was so stressful to put it together. And
it wasn't it wasn't even 2 weeks out though. I mean, we were Tuesday night, we were all just like, we're going to get through this and we're going to take a break. So yeah.
But by Thursday, when we had all the authors hanging out in the room in our hospitality suite, it's like, bam, this is what we want. This exactly is what we were intending it to be.
It was
kind of our light bulb moment. But back to the con drop. You know, I feel like
surreal.
Yes. I feel like the readers and even the authors had that con drop maybe earlier than us. I feel like we were still riding a high. We were riding the high of all their highs.
Yeah.
You know, their posts and things like that, their feedback and just all the excitement. And this week it's settled down, which, I mean, clearly it can't go on forever, but
I need it to go on forever. I'm adjusting my light.
And just now I'm like, okay, this is con drop. This sucks.
Yeah, truly, truly. And life, like real life is back on and I miss you guys. I laughed so hard that entire week that the space without that constant laughter is kind of it's quiet.
It's lonely.
Yeah, I think it was because we were so wrapped up still in the not the planning but the other side of it. We were wrapped up in the wrap up. We were wrapped up in the heading home, debriefing, still going through our bags. I still haven't even gone through like the swag bag that I was like putting things in from the authors. I haven't done my charm bracelet. I have the badge I was going to decorate with stickers from each author. I haven't done that. It's been this cycle of, you know, because we decided that Friday, like that Thursday night, we were going to do next year. So then since we've been home, it's been this cycle of what's next, what's next, what's next. So we've been still kind of in the thick of it where everybody went home and they kind of went and we were still going. Still rapping. And then, yeah, like the last 2 days when I started to like do the other things, like I can't call it the real job because honestly, charm has been a job. Like there's no element of this event that was not work, a job. Not saying it wasn't awesome. I love what I do. I love what we put together and I love what we did, but it was work. It's a job. And I slipped back into my other job, you know, the editing, the mentoring, the hyping, the reviewing, the reading. I slipped back into that and I was like, I felt like something was missing, like really solidly missing. And it was the interaction from that whole Thursday through Monday. Because even though charm was Saturday, it really wasn't. It was this extended. And then you guys went home and I'm not going to lie, when I dropped Raina at the train station on Monday, I cried on the way back because I was like, that was our last drop off, you know? It's like, you guys were driving.
I cried on the way home.
Totally.
I cried on the way home.
It hit me the next morning. I was like, there's no one here to say good morning to except my family.
Right? Because that was, oh God, that was such a huge part of it. So we had the suite, we had the hospitality suite, and for the folks who came to visit us there, you know, it was like this big space and we just kept leaving the door propped. I know we're not supposed to do that. It's like really dangerous, but we did. And I know, right?
I was
like, I need my peeps people to come see. And like Susie would just walk in the morning and she'd have her coffee and she's like, who's going to have coffee? And yep. And Kenzie would walk in behind her looking for her bestie. And she'd go and find Allie, you know, Julie's daughter. And then, you know, and Ron would be there, or then she'd come in and, you know, we'd start working. I think there was even one night, Ron, that you had already gone. So you had, your room had opened up. You'd gone to your room, but I woke up and you were already like in the hospitality suite typing away.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cool. Like I woke up and I walked out of the room and you were there. And it was like, our friends are here, you know? And then people would come by to pick their stuff up and drop things off, and volunteers were coming in and out. So yeah, Tuesday morning when I woke up, and it was me and the Hubster and my exhaustion, I jumped right into doing other stuff because I wasn't ready to deal with the fact that you guys weren't there.
Well, we were in the chat. We were, I mean, like we always are. It was, but it was different. Yeah. I don't think I was prepared for 7 days with you guys. and how easy it was going to be. I think that when you spend time with people that you know, it's going to be fun. But when you spend 7 days with somebody, a bunch of us, all sharing bathrooms and assorted other stuff, you kind of prepare yourself for there to be some friction, and that there was none.
Yeah.
None was bizarre. I mean, and blissful and wonderful.
Trauma free. That was another comment that was made in regards to the signing from authors and readers. It was a drama free event, and it included our 7 days of being a family.
inside
close quarters.
But even going on vacation with family, sometimes you're like, okay, this is enough. Like, I need to go home and get away. No, you guys, I felt different. I was like, forever. I was like, I can live with them forever.
You know, that it's true. Like, I love my family. We travel together constantly. We go on 3 to 4 trips a year together. We have since the kids were old enough to travel. And there are times it's like we always go to places where we have our separate spaces because we all need to retreat to our separate corners. And I think that's normal. And there were 7 days where I was like, I didn't feel like I had to retreat to a separate space.
Exactly.
There was an ease there. And I think it even translated to when volunteers would come in or authors would come in to hang out, or even there were some readers who were like, we were just sitting and hanging out. And I didn't feel like I was expected to put on a show, entertain someone, live up to a certain standard. I just felt so comfortable, so relaxed, so at ease. The filter was gone. So thank God there were like, you know, no little kids there on a regular basis, because I just felt like it was normal space. I didn't feel like it was an intentionally other space.
Right. And I think that what it seemed like to me was the embodiment of our daily chats. I mean, we're in each other's lives all day long in Facebook chat all the time. And it was just that next natural progression of, well, I would say this to her anyway, and she's always there anyway. And for me, I have a hard time with those kinds of intimate connections because I have trust issues. And there's like Nancy, my co-writer, my partner, is like the only other human on the planet that I can spend that kind of concentrated time with, except for you guys. And that was true was truly a gift. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I put mascara on. Stop making me cry. I don't know if it's waterproof.
And I got chills, so.
Yeah. Okay. Stop it. Stop. All right. What was funny was there was one morning we were all sitting around doing something. It must have been Friday because it was before everybody arrived. Maybe it was Thursday. I think it was Thursday. And I picked up my phone to message you, like in the group chat. Like I went to the Stalker Sisters group chat to message something. And I went, shit, they're all here. I don't have to do that.
And we were probably sitting right across.
You were right there. We were all at the right. We were all at the table. And I was like, wait, I don't have to do that. I just say it. But it's like you said, it's natural because we're doing this all the time.
And we got so much more done without having to type at all.
We did. And you know, I was still frantic about trying to get things done. There were still things that had to happen. There were still things we fell behind on. So for everybody who was there and the Snow White, thank you from me, because the reason it was delayed getting to you guys was me. So because I was editing, and I don't know how I told myself going into the week before that I was going to have time to read and edit and get work done, because once we got there, I was like, screw that. There are people here. There are like real people that I want to see and hang out with. And okay, so Thursday night, should I have probably been reading and editing instead? Maybe, but maybe not, because it was so much more fun. And for me, so much more beneficial to sit in that space with authors and volunteers and readers and you guys and collaborate and listen and share and chat. I could have locked myself in the room. Yeah, I could have locked myself in the room and said, enjoy the pizza, guys. I got to go work. But that's not where my head was, and it's not where my heart was.
It's not what we did what we wanted to do, like in the grand scheme of things. You know, yes, there's always work. I mean, face it, all of us could be doing something at all times, but sometimes you have to prioritize, and we were prioritizing what we had planned. This is something we planned, and it was working out more beautifully than we could have even imagined.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So,
and it did.
And let's do a shout out to Kara Everly and Michelle, because I think it was when you were at a massage and you said, my masseuse mentioned doing a bedtime story. Yes. and read it. Well, you know, we're like, who could write a bedtime story?
Right. So Angie said, wouldn't it be so cute if at the PJ party, somebody read a bedtime story? And she totally meant like just picking up a bedtime story that was written, like Goodnight Moon, and having somebody read it. But you know, my brain doesn't work that way. And my brain said, I wonder if we could get someone to write a bedtime story. And it was all intents and purposes, it was going to be like a short Goodnight Moon, right?
And that more short story, not a novella.
Right. And that morphed into an author who's a new author saying, I've been looking to write something like this. Let's collaborate. And then it turned into, what if we got someone to read it?
And can we shout out to Rob Brinkman?
Oh my
Holy
God.
Moly.
I was gonna say, he narrates as Robert Brinkman and Rob Hatchett, right? Hatchett's the romance. And Brinkman is his overall name, and he does fantasy and sci-fi and all these things. And we met him. He's phenomenal. He is just a
prince.
He is. He's a stellar human. And we met him at Indies. I have to see if I can find the picture of him. But one, he gives extraordinary hugs. And Julie and I left Indies after meeting the narrator, is still talking about Rob's hugs.
And I felt really left out. And I felt really left out because I was there and didn't get one.
And
so next time you have to get
a hug. Definitely should be feeling that.
You think?
It's epic. Like, I'm not a hugger.
No.
And so, I just wanted to melt into him.
He's, yes, he's warm and he is kind and funny. So I reached out to Mo Sistma. I reached out to Mo, who is another stellar human being, who is the coordinator for Audibly Addicted, and she does the setup for the narrators when they go places like Indies, Invade Philly. And I reached out to her because she wears a lot of hats, and that's one of them. And I said, this is what we're doing, and this is what we'd love. And specifically said, you know, if Rob would be able to do this. And she reached out to him, and he came back with that yes. And I did a massive happy dance. Kermit Arms.
What a
Snoopy happy dance.
What a classy thing to do. I mean, because Kara is completely unknown. Mm-hmm. It was not a paid gig. He did it on his own good graces. And he is now the voice of CCR, as far as I'm concerned. I can't imagine anybody else ever doing that. And
I got chills listening to him read that.
He's so, like, the dramatics behind it. It was spot on. Perfect.
Yeah. He's not a narrator. He's a voice actor. You know, I think all of the narrators that we love in Romancelandia, they're so far beyond just being narrators. They're voice actors. They put everything that they have into what they do, which is what makes them popular and in demand, and makes us love them and follow their socials. Rob does have Instagram and TikTok, and his stories, it's hilarious when he just does these little stories on Instagram and on TikTok. It cracks me up. But yeah, it was a totally out of the goodness of his heart thing. So huge shout out to him.
And we will link his links in the description when I upload to YouTube, and you will as well.
Yes.
I'm sure.
And
it kind of gives
also
a bio, yeah. Right? It's a great bio, just his history and whatever.
He's,
so
yeah, he's fantastic. And yeah, definitely the voice of CCR from now on. And Kara put this together. It wasn't that many months ago. I mean, it's not like that she's been working on this for a year. First published writing. This, like I said, brand new author, using a pen name, but the first published work for this author. And I love working with new authors. You guys know that. That is my joy. I love working with established authors, and I do that too. But my true joy, my true love is working with a brand new author and seeing them put the first words on paper and then watching it grow and flourish and then watching them soar as it takes off. And watching Kara do this, what was supposed to be a cute bedtime story, turn into a full novella, which I have the understanding is now we're going to get more stories because now we want Debbie's story and Phoebe's story. We need these stories.
Exactly. We need them all.
So I think we'll be seeing more from Kara. But the reason it was late to publication was because I had to come down off the high from Charm and jump back into editor mode. And that was hard.
I looked back in our chat. It was January 17th.
Oh my gosh.
And that was just bringing it up. It wasn't like, yeah.
Was it that late? Wow.
So in less than 2 months, or 3 months, from concept to publication, how many words was it, Julie?
45,000.
45,000 word novella with a narrated prologue. So many things have come out of Charm besides getting books signed. We always knew this was going to be more than a signing. We always intended this to be more than a signing. But this became, Kaylee Rose said this when we were talking that Thursday night, this became an experience.
Yes.
This was more than an event. This was more than a signing. This was more than panels. This was more than a PJ party. This became an experience from finding authors willing to take a chance on a first-time event, because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. First-time events are hard. First-time events are hard to plan. First-time events are hard to recruit for. First-time events are hard to promote because there's no basis for it. Mm-hmm. And the authors who took that leap and pressed that confirm button and paid their money for the tables and booked their airfare or rented their cars and booked their hotel rooms and showed up. And wow, did they show up? I mean, it wasn't like they just walked in the door and they were like, I'm here. They showed up with promoting in their groups. They showed up with chats with us. They showed up with donations for door prizes. They showed up with just the enthusiasm and the intention of making this the best event ever.
Well, and the willingness to take on an event that is so unlike anything else.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not your typical signing. It's not.
Right. And it's not even a signing with panels. It was the concept was so different. It's small. Small is not always easy to sell. It's intimate. That pushes people's anxiety buttons. It's a big ask. We wanted panels and we wanted signings and we wanted participation in off hours. And for an author, that can feel like a really big, overwhelming thing. And a lot of our authors were worried about it. I mean, even though they said yes, they were still concerned about the anxiety piece, and that they were still willing to take a chance on whether it was taking a chance on the event because they saw the potential, or whether it was a taking on us, you know, basing it on their willingness to believe that we knew what we were talking about and that our dream was worth backing. And that, to me, speaks volumes about the 24 women, 24, 24, right?
26 women, 26 24 women, authors.
24 yeah. authors who showed up and participated and met people and worked outside their comfort zones and made fans out of people who had never heard of them before. And better than fans, they made friends out of people who had never heard of them before. And for me, all of that put together makes this more of a success than I could have ever dreamed. And when we walked away from it, that was my takeaway, was that we worked with some superhuman individuals, and I am so proud of all of them for taking a chance on us.
Yeah, and their assistants who came in and gave up their time, and you know,
and the volunteers,
and oh my gosh, I cannot say enough good things about our volunteers. I can't name everybody because there's so many of them, honestly. And we had some last minute volunteer cancellations through no fault of their own. Life happens. We completely get that. And we had people step in and it was seamless. Like, you never knew that they were stepping in for someone else. Nina. So
God love her.
Keep your eyes on Nina Bloom. Everybody, keep your eyes on Nina Bloom. Not only is she a phenomenal writer, she is a firecracker powerhouse in this tiny little, she's so adorable. I hate saying that about like a grown adult human, but she is adorable.
She is.
And she's this bright, sparkly light. And one of our panel mods found out the night before, Friday night, that she could not be there. She was not happy. Trust me, I was on the phone with her calming her down because she couldn't help us. And I was like, okay, Nina, you're a panel mod. And she's like, okay. And she jumped right in with no prep, no warning. She got voluntold. She was there as an author assistant and a reader. She got voluntold to be a panel mod. And she just jumped in. It was phenomenal. We had another panel mod swap in one of the other rooms. So Jules panel modded for two, Elder Spawn. And then I'm a tell this because Jules knows that we talk about this, that Jules has some medical things and she hit a limit and she's like, I have to go sit down and I feel horrible because I'm leaving the panel and I love these authors and I don't want to do that. But she's like, I'm afraid I'm going to like pass out in the middle of a question. And I was like, well, let's not do that. So her mod timer, who was telling her you got 15 minutes, you got 10 minutes, was Becky. And I looked at Becky and I said, you up for it? And she's like, I'm on it. And she jumped right up on the panel and took over as a mod. And it was not even a question of, can I, should I, am I prepared? She was just like, I'm gonna do it. Yep. And Meg, I gotta brag on Meg. If any of y'all met Meg. So Meg came in from Texas. Meg is a librarian in Texas that I was in marching band with over a decade ago. And she's from the area and she loves to read. And she flew in to volunteer. Yep. And she was that volunteer of just tell me where to go and what you need me to do. I'm going to do it all. And she was this quiet force behind she's an organizational genius. And she would see a spot that needed something to be done. And she was there before we could even ask somebody to do it.
Yep. But she was also the volunteer who said, Michelle, you need to take a breath. Ron, have you drank? Did you drink? Do you need a bottle of water? And she was so plugged into the piece of taking care of each other that we asked for them right at minute one. We said, take care of each other. And she did it the entire weekend.
I almost think, or at least I felt this way, she kind of said, you guys are my priority.
Yeah.
I mean, she's there for everyone. But I'd be walking and she'd bring me my water and be like, yes. Here, Julie, it's time to drink. And I'm like, felt like a little girl, but she's right. I needed to drink, you know, yeah. And she just was in tune to our needs.
So, so, so much. Like I said, there's just not enough that we can say that's ever going to be enough to express the thanks. Cheryl bringing chocolate. Cheryl showed up Thursday night with Hershey bars, Dove chocolate, Easter M&Ms. I don't even remember what there was like this. Yeah. She just dumped all this chocolate on the table and she's like, I know you're going to need it. I'm just leaving it for you.
She's another one that will absolutely do whatever, yep. Whatever is needed. Doesn't matter.
Wendy, Marie. Oh, I mean, we could name the entire team because
so
they all stepped up.
Here we go. Doing it now. Really, really loud. I'm just going to do it like, you know, as quickly as I possibly can for everybody that was there. I have to find my list and I've lost my list already. That's okay. Jess, who was amazing. Valerie, Catherine, Cheryl, Marie, Meg, Jill, Susie, who was amazing, Wendy, Carly, our volunteers, Anika, Anjali, Lee, and Allie. Our volunteers were fantastic. Amanda, Kelly, Chris, Asha, Brianna, Gab, Sid, Jules, Becky, Fran. Thank God for Fran. Thank God for, I'm gonna brag on her in a second too, and us.
Nina,
who stepped in. Yes. And oh my God, Fran. So it's always good to know like a professional planner. And Fran is a professional wedding planner. She has been for decades. And she was the one when I would get the stuff from the resort and it would be like gibberish to me. Cause I'm like, I know this is supposed to make sense, but I would message her and email it to her. And she's like, okay, so I have this question, this question, this question, this has to be done. She came and did a walkthrough and she's like, oh, nope, that's going to be over there. This has to be there. What are you doing with this? It was like, just, she knew exactly what to do. And then when she showed up on Saturday, just, you know, like Fran's one of my besties. She knows me probably better than most people do. And she was another one who just slid into this. I'm going to be here, do that, do this, the other thing. And it was just seamless because she just knows. She handles brides for a living. So I think she could handle us.
And she did. Brilliantly.
Yeah. Let's also speak a little more about Susie.
That's I was gonna be like, okay, and then there's
Susie.
Susie,
I didn't do anything.
While she is not an official organizer, she is our biggest supporter. Look at me getting all mushy.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
When we're going crazy, she's there. When we're, you know, what do you think of this? She's there. I remember we were needing, no. She's our TikTok queen, and she was like flipping through TikTok, and she's like, I'm going to make these for the event. And it's like,
yes, the flowers, the roses. Perfect. They were fantastic.
I mean, we did not ask. She just did. When it got closer, she started doing countdown TikToks. I mean,
and sending us TikToks to make us laugh, to get our minds off the chaos.
I haven't done in a while.
And she was also the one, so like Nurse Susie, she was also the one like, are you drinking water? Are you taking care of yourself? Did you take your vitamin? Sending little messages about, you know, what are you reading? What are you doing for you? And then even when we showed up, like, I'm going to go get this. I'm going to go do that. Saying things that were like totally off the cuff that made us laugh. So we could take our minds out of the spiral focus of, you know, we're in the thick of it. And having Susie be able to step back a little bit from the thick of it to see the bigger picture. Like, we saw the trees and Susie saw the forest. And she's like, okay, so this is coming in from this side. This is coming in from this side. And did you eat? Did you go to bed? Get offline, go to bed. So
chill the F out.
Yes. Susie was our CTFO queen. She was our handler, I think. You know, she made the things happen that we didn't know needed to be happened because we were so in the thick of it that we couldn't see the periphery.
And she reminded us to have the silly fun.
Yes.
Because
TikTok.
we had the best time with everything. But every once in a while you get really serious when you're the one that the buck stops with. You get a little nervous about it. And Susie was always right there to say, I'm gonna make this TikTok in your shower.
Yes.
Now, are we gonna do that now?
Bathtub.
Now maybe we should do it in the shower.
We dragged Michelle on a luggage cart.
I couldn't even walk. My feet were so bad.
I'm surprised we didn't get kicked out.
So, and that's something else I got to say, because leading off of that, I spoke to the coordinators from Turf Valley, Betsy and Lisa, who were behind the scenes, stellar humans.
They saw us on the videos, didn't they?
Well, Betsy's on Facebook and Lisa is not, but I know Betsy sees everything. But I apologized to her because I was like, I know our group was loud and we kind of commandeered all of the carts. And she said, every piece of feedback from their staff about our group was positive. That the group in a whole was gracious, considerate, courteous, kind, kept a sense of humor when things didn't necessarily go perfect. That the staff was just so impressed with how much fun we had. She said her front desk, the reception employee who came, and I think she bought Lena's table. Like, she bought Lena's entire backlist.
Right. She's like, I'm a reader and I'm coming. And she did.
Yes.
And she loved it.
And she did. And she was so excited to be seen, because she was reading a book at the front desk when we walked by. Mm-hmm. And we won't mention the author because that author wasn't one of our authors, but she was reading a book that was a romance book.
And but we love her, and she could come next year.
We do. We absolutely do. But we were like, you know, she's like, are you guys from the romance thing? We were like, yes. She's like, I'm so jealous and I have to work. And I was like, you're now part of our team. You know, you're now part of our family. And that family feeling that we got from everybody who was there, Fran's mom and sister were there for something completely different. They were there for a religious event. They're coming as readers next year because they saw how much fun our group was having. And they wanted to be part of that. Yeah, me on the luggage cart, by the way, that was a result of the, you can't see it, can you? No, these are my steps for the week leading up to it. 9,000, 9,000, 9,000, 10,000, 15,000. I usually get 5,000 steps a day because I have really bad knees. By the time we were done on Saturday, 15,000 steps for that day, that luggage cart was a necessity if you wanted me to go anywhere.
I know. So, yeah, there's, I said, can we do a TikTok? She's like, I can't walk. And I'm like, there's a luggage cart.
Yes. And I happily pushed Michelle on the luggage cart, having exceeded my step limit too, because it was important. And the TikTok is hilarious. So watch it.
TikTok is hilarious. And something totally out of my comfort zone. But we did it anyway. Thanks to Susie. Susie pushes us to step outside of that comfort zone and be spontaneous and fun. And oh, okay, squirrel brain working. I got to do one more shout out to the sound guy. Oh. Because January hit and I got the estimate from the venue about sound and I went, and the Hubster reached out to Bill, Mr. Bill, who he works with, who has done sound for events for years as a part-time gig. And he provided all of the sound equipment and came and set it up out of the goodness of his heart.
Didn't he hang out with us though on Saturday night?
He did.
I think he was enjoying himself too.
He and his wife came to Pajamarama Palooza as our invites because one, he didn't have to provide the sound system. He didn't have to come Friday night and set it up until 11:30 p.m. and then show up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning after setting up Friday night until 11:30 at 7 a.m. Saturday morning to make sure everything was working and stay the entire day to make sure it continued to work.
Yep.
He didn't have to do that.
No. And I want to shout out to Mr. Michelle.
The Hubster.
The Hubster.
Mr. John.
Who is separate and apart from loving my sister so much that she glows when he walks into a room, which is enough to get him kudos in my book. He checked in on us. He brought me a monitor when my monitor power supply went missing. And I'm blind and I can't do anything on my computer if I don't have the bigger monitor. He brought me a monitor. He came back and checked to make sure it worked. He got all of the things that we couldn't do, the lugging and the tugging and the moving and all of that stuff. He just took care of all of those things. Yes. And then at the end of the event, as we were all getting ready to go our separate ways, he knew that that was going to be horrible for Michelle. It was going to be horrible for all of us. And he came back to say goodbye to all of us. After he had already gone and made a run with stuff, he came back to check to make sure everyone was ready to go and was okay to go home, which
probably not.
We weren't. But that he took that step to say, hey, gee, I know how important you are to my wife. So you're important to me. That's big, you know, and there aren't a lot of those guys out there. So
I think he came back to get cookies because we had the cookies from the lunches that were left over. Those cookies were so good. And I think he came back to get
cookies. I never had one.
I didn't either.
I think he came back to check on you.
I didn't have it. Mackenzie ate mine. She ate my whole sandwich. I went to the room because I needed to just calm down and I took an hour nap while she ate my sandwich and my cookie.
You know what else I didn't do? I didn't eat dinner at all. Like,
you went straight to dessert
next year. We're doing the same. So if you're coming back next year, or if you're coming for the first time next year, and we've already sold 48 tickets and we're announcing our authors tonight, the night that we record this, we're announcing our returning authors and a couple of new authors, and same thing. So the menu's not going to change. We're still going to feed everybody. Y'all need to get some of those cookies. Do not miss out on the cookies and make sure you eat. Yeah. And the taco bar, the pasta bar. Don't go eat. Don't go eat on Saturday.
We had lots of food.
We're going to feed the fuck out of you for lunch and for dinner. And the resort made that easy for us. Turf Valley made that easy for us. They gave us a menu and said, choose. And we said, okay. And then they did everything else.
Yep.
They set it up. They broke it down. Signature drink, like 2 weeks before, we had a signature drink. And they were like, we're on it. We got it.
Well, and that is another piece of our event that's different than most.
Yeah.
Is you walk through those doors and you never have to leave. Never. You've got food there and it's good. The restaurant's great. Mm-hmm. You know, you could get a pedophile. No, please don't.
Oh my God.
No, you can't get a pedophile at Turf Valley.
Julie's gonna have fun trying to cut that out.
Pedicures, massages, the pool, you know, you can work out if that's your thing. So I mean literally you hop in and never leave.
And next year it's 2 weeks later, it's April 6th, and there's a nature trail you can walk. There's on the property. You can walk over to, so this is, it's April 6th right now. We're recording this on April 6th. It's a year. It is 80 degrees outside with very mild humidity. It's like the perfect day. I feel like Miss Congeniality. All you need is a light jacket. You don't even need that. It's like the perfect day. And it is going to be the amazing, come early, make your reservation. We'll get the room block soon, but make this a thing. Make this an experience. I already know authors who we've talked to who are coming in Wednesday and leaving Monday or Tuesday because they felt that by even coming in Thursday and leaving Sunday, they missed something. They want more.
They want more of it.
They want more.
Yes. They want more of it.
So, yeah, you could get the spa's phenomenal. You can get a massage. They have a pool. There's the walking distance. If you want to take a nice little walk, there's all these restaurants. There's a nail salon. There's a grocery shop. The restaurants down there are fantastic. If you want to just get in a car, take an Uber into Main Street. So a lot of people did that on Friday. They went into Main Street in the rain. And I can tell you that those merchants that were down there were so appreciative of our group going down there and checking out the bookshop, checking out the chocolate shop, checking out the stores and the restaurants. It was such a fun place to be. So I miss you guys.
I miss you guys too.
I miss you, my stalker sisters. I miss the vibe from the authors and the readers. And for the readers who came and are sharing their experiences with everybody. You guys are the best. We could not ask for better founders, first-time attendees, seasoned event attendees who have been continuing the joy by spreading your thoughts of the experience in groups and on your pages and in the charm group and your pictures. And these are amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Every single person that was involved in this, every single person, reader, volunteer, you guys, the authors, author assistants, support people, including their husbands who came and helped them schlep their stuff. Every single person who participated in this event stepped up in ways that I couldn't have imagined even asking them to.
Yeah.
And it was, we said we wanted to have a party with all our best friends.
And we did.
And that's exactly what we did. We had a party with all of our best friends who happened to be book people.
Yes. And we know that there were people who were missing this year who will be there next year.
Yeah.
Or the next year after. Because we've already decided this is not a one-time thing. This isn't an every other year type of thing. This is an experience that we cannot wait to do again. And we have some authors who will not be coming back next year, not because they didn't want to, but because they have other commitments. And oh, Julia, we are so far over time. So wrapping this up, we have new authors who are coming next year. We have authors who can't come back next year who want to come back the year after. We have more surprises. We're going to have some announcements tonight. And then we're going to keep having announcements. So we're adding some fun things, but we're not changing the base of what we've done. That's going to stay the same. It's still going to be small. It's still going to be intimate. We're still going to feed you to death. Panels, signing, pajama party, all the fun. So
come see us.
Come see us. Thank you, Stalker Sisters, for being awesome. Thank you, everybody else, for being awesome. All right. I'm going to say my goodbye, and then you guys are going to say goodbyes, and then we're really going to say goodbye because Julie's got a life to lead.
I just have a dental appointment.
See you in the chat, guys.
See you in the chat, guys. Everybody.
Bye.